All right, we're going to move on to 20 Heat Lean and Sun Shooting Sports Complex update. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with the Department and Project Lead for the Pete Lean and Sun Shooting Sports Complex. So, yeah, I just got a brief verbal update for you folks here today. Really exciting for me. We're getting really close with this project, and things are really starting to shape up, look really nice out there. If I had to put a number to it, we're probably at about 85 to 90% complete on the entire site right now. Just going through a few things with you, the hunting and shooting education building, that main building that we'll have there, it's really taken shape. It's got all the siding and exterior on it. The roofing's been completed. The inside, the walls are up. They're painted. All the HVAC is in. It actually looks really nice. We put some wood accents in there. We want it to be used as an indoor archery and air gun range, but also as a facility that we can hold, hopefully a commission meeting in the future, some other banquets, events like that. So when you get in there, it looks really nice, but it's super functional too. So I'm really happy with that. Few things left there. We need to, it will paint the exterior. And then, you know, for example, they're working on some of the floor treatments right now, but really close on the building. All of the shooting structures are up on the south range, except for the long range area, but the concrete has been poured. And when I was out there the other day, they were just starting to build it. So I'll actually be out there today, and I'm hoping to see that that's starting to come to completion as well. Probably the last big job on the south range is the shotgun area. That's a bit more technical. There's a lot of concrete there. And because we've overlaid several of the shotgun games, so we have skeet to start with, and then overlaid on that is Olympic trap or bunker trap. And then we have five stand in the lease. So there, it's a multi-function area, but very technical because there's exact distances that we need from the shooting positions to the throwers and such. So they're taking their time with that and making sure they do it right and get it all put together correctly. It is moving right along, though. We've got all of the basin and everything is ready to go to pour concrete pads. The bunkers have been poured. The high-low houses are in. So it's really shaping up, but that'll be the last part on the south end that we kind of close out as we finish that area up. They are starting to finish areas out, which is really nice for me. I'm getting to see things as they're cleaned up and you know, ready for us to open the doors, and it's looking really good. I'm really happy with the way the facility's looking. Moving to the north end. That's coming along very nicely. In fact, I'll be out there today. That's what I'm heading out there for, to do a walkthrough and just look at the area and see what needs to be done yet, kind of last minute things. We will take occupancy, if you will, of that site, the north end, the end of next week. So exciting there, and that's looking great. And I'm hoping when I'm out there today, there's just not a lot that they need to finish up, and we'll just close that out and take it over. With all of this going on, there's lots of excitement. Folks are calling us every week. They want to shoot, which is great, and we love that. We just can't let them in just yet. We have a lot of clubs, organizations, folks like that that want to get out there. They want to use the facility. I love that, but we just need to get this done and get the doors open. So we're just holding all those folks off. But we're expecting lots of people to come out and use the facility, and that's great. That's what we built it for. So with that and the North Range being completed, we do want to offer some limited use there. So we are working with some clubs and agencies and such to utilize that area now that we'll be taking it over and moving in there effectively. And so as an example, we have a couple of smaller club matches from the area that we've had scheduled. This will be somewhere between 30 and 50 contestants and a couple of those small club matches. We're hosting a girl and a gun event. That's sponsored by Glock, which is also one of our major sponsors at the shooting sports complex. So neat little opportunity there for gals that will be holding on that north end. There are several law enforcement agencies that need to do some training and qualify with weapons and things of that nature. So we are allowing some of that limited use, for example, Lee County Sheriff's Department, DCI, folks like that, that they need that area. And that's part of the reason we're building it. So since we have it and we can allow that, we're going to let them in and get some of that stuff done. We do have some other things like Glock again. They have a crew that they're bringing out. They're going to hold a meeting here in Rapid City. They hold it every year, but now that they're attached kind of to our shooting complex, they want to hold it here in Rapid City, which is great. They're going to see the area and do some things, hold their meeting, and then actually do some shoots and some product testing and demonstration out at the facility. So super excited to host them and have them here. And they're certainly loving that opportunity as well. Great place to come and hold a meeting here. Probably the biggest thing we have going on the North Range is the USPSA Area 3 Championship match. So this is something we worked with those folks to put together and decided that we would be able to pull it off here this fall, which is great for us. We want to show the facility off and show our capacity and what we can do there. And so that'll be September 25th through the 28th, coming up here real quick. They've got close to 350 competitors registered for that match. So we'll have a lot of folks coming from across the nation and bringing their families and such coming here into September. And we're really pitching that is come out, shoot that championship match, but stay for a while and enjoy the area as well. We've got lots to offer here in the fall in the Black Hills area. We'll have a bunch of professional shooters and championship shooters that are going to attend and come to that match. A lot of them just to check out our new facility. So we're excited about that as well. We want to get some exposure and really show folks what we can do out at the facility there, because we are working and putting in for right now for national championships and national matches, some bigger events that we want to be able to demonstrate that we can handle those and would like to host them here. With that, I'd like to recognize Visit Rapid City and specifically the Rapid City Sports Commission, D'Amico Rodriguez. He's a friend of mine. He's the director over there. He loves this facility. He's super excited for it to come in. And with that, he's helping us host some of these national boards for these events. They actually are contacting him, helping to get them out here with flights and things like that. We'll be touring them around the area and then, of course, at our facility and during the match, just to really, like I said, show the area off, show our facility off. So great to have that help and those folks working with us to make this happen. And they'll be a partner of ours into the future and doing great things that way as well. So super excited about that, too. So what we're looking at then is taking over the full site here at the end of October. And that'll be when, the kind of the final completions are done and walkthroughs, and that we'll be allowed to occupy the site. We'll still have likely some punch list items, some warranty items that come up over the next year or two, but effectively we'll be moving in here late October. And there is that transition, so that even though the construction is complete, we still need to move in with like target backers, office equipment. You can imagine all the different things that we need to, just like moving into a new house, I need to get all that set up. And we're working on some of that as we can leading up to it. But we'll have a couple weeks there, end of October, first part of November, that we'll complete all of that work. And that'll lead right up to the ribbon cutting that we're going to be holding on November 7th. So really excited about that. We'll be inviting a bunch of folks, obviously all of you, to come out and help the governor cut the ribbon and open the facility up and get things moving. And of course, then we'll open the doors to the public on the entire facility on November 8th. That's our date now and our goal to work towards. I want to stress too, when we do open it, we have free opportunity out there. So it's free to the public. That's been asked a lot, and there's some question about that. And so anyone and everyone is welcome out there, and we will have a free opportunity. They won't have to pay. Obviously, the commission will recall you've passed some rule to allow for some fees out there, and we'll work through that. But I just want to stress that free opportunity out at the range. So with that, that's my update for you today, and I'd certainly take any questions.
Very good. Questions from the commission. I do have just one, John. You mentioned the fees, some of those memberships. Will those be available after it's opened, or can folks look into memberships before it opens up?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. So we are working to put that together right now, just working, and we'll likely run those through our Go Outdoors system and things of that nature. We're not prepared to offer those just yet, but they will be available right close to our opening.
Very good. Thank you. Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to publicly thank John and the crew for all the work here that's been accomplished. And obviously, we have some more work to do, but the light is at the end of the tunnel, buddy, and we're almost there. It's now the exciting part of grand opening. You know, we've been talking about this range for 5 years, and it's just exciting to finally be there. And I know that's a huge relief to you. I know you put a lot of work into this, John, personally and professionally, and you've done an incredible job throughout. So keep the gas pedal down. I can see the finish line in sight. So thank you.
Thank you, Secretary Roebling. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out there's a lot of folks helping me. And I won't name them all here, but they all know who they are. We've got a great crew at Game and Fish, and just tremendous help that I've had through the whole project.
Thank you, John. All right, we're going to